Nolte, Mass. Town keeps outdoor mask mandate despite CDC ruling. By John Nolte on May 3, 2021. Following the demented example of his fraudulency Joe Biden, the Massachusetts town of Brookline is keeping its outdoor mask mandate in place despite new CDC guidelines. Biden is fully vaccinated and still wears that stupid mask while outdoors, even though the CDC has ruled the fully vaccinated can shed the covering, unless they're in a crowded group. At least for now, Brookline is forcing all of its residents to do the same. Brookline Town Manager Mel Kleckner and Health Commissioner Dr. Swanee Jett said Friday the town would delay compliance with Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker's order to relax usage of face coverings outdoors. The town of Brookline's more restrictive outdoor face covering mandate will remain in place until it is reviewed at the next Advisory Council on Public Health meeting, the town said in the bulletin. So even if you're fully vaccinated and outdoors by yourself, if you live in Brookline, Massachusetts, you gotta wear the mask. If you're under your car changing your oil, you gotta wear the mask, even if you're fully vaccinated. If you're sitting on your front porch alone, you gotta wear the mask, even if you're fully vaccinated. If you own 400 acres and are outside on a tractor mowing hay, you gotta wear the mask, even if you're fully vaccinated. This is insane. Where's the science in that? There is none. It's virtual as virtue signaling, that's all it is. And Biden is setting the same terrible example with his refusal to remove his mask while outdoors. It is not only virtual as virtue signaling. It's anti-vax signaling, it's telling the American people by way of anti-science behavior there are no rewards for getting yourself vaccinated. Worse still, it's telling the American people the vaccine does not solve the problem or even reduce it to a point where you're safe enough to go maskless outdoors. My wife and I have been traveling the last 2+ weeks, a working vacation in our little travel trailer through the deep south, southern Georgia, Alabama, and Mississippi. Today we head to Elvis's house. Neither Alabama nor Mississippi have mask mandates. And what a thing it is, what a lovely change to see people's faces. Because I'm not fully vaccinated, I'm still wearing my mask. I've never worn one outdoors, but down here people are allowed to make their own decisions and the numbers show Alabama and Mississippi are doing just fine. Much better per 100,000 than states with mask mandates. Much better than my home state of North Carolina where an indoor mask mandate is still in place. Last week I walked into a local pharmacy in Mississippi and saw everyone's face. It's so nice to see people not wearing masks, I said, through my own mask. Well, we're all vaccinated, the assistant pharmacist explained a little defensively. No, no, I said, I'm not being sarcastic or critical. I think it's great and can't wait till I get my second shot and can take this one off. Driving back to camp, I saw a man who lived at least 500 yards from anyone else all alone leaning on a car, wearing a mask. That's the way it should be. We all know the risks and it should be up to us to decide which risks we wish to take. After I'm fully vaccinated and the required 2 weeks pass, the mask goes in the trash. If I'm in a business that requires a mask, they're going to have to ask me to wear one, which I will do, but they're going to have to ask. Let's face it, the science on masks is all over the place. The CDC pretends it's sure we still have to wear masks indoors and, in certain cases, outdoors, but the CDC infection numbers in states without mask mandates say the opposite. We should be allowed to make up our own minds, but not if you live in virtuous virtue signaling Brookline, which seems proud of the fact it is even more fascist than the CDC. Well, you get what you vote for, and Brookline voted for fascist Democrats, so haha.